Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Yitzchak Chaim Yechiel ben Maris Esther, and the schuss we have from Shraga ben Malka Esther, and the schuss Moshira ben Peshadina. Bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadayim. In the Agada Shel Pesach, we say Yachum about the Yom. I might think that you can be Yotze. You can be Yotze Sipur Mitzias Mitzrayim. On the day of the 14th, before the night, Talmud Lomar Bavur Zeh, Lomar Tiela B'Shah Sheish Matzah, Maror Munachim Lefanecha, it says Bavur Zeh, this is only at a time when Matzah and Maror is in front of you, and if the Matzah and Maror is not in front of you, it can't be Yotze, and therefore it has to be on Tesvav at night. So we have to understand what's the Salka Daitach, what's Bechal the Habamina, that you Yotze B'Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim Bar Ba'asar. It says by Yom Ahu. In other words, there's a Havamina that Yachum Avod Yom. That you could be Yotze already on the 14th. But it says Bayom Ahu. What's Bayom Ahu? Bayom Ahu is on the 15th. It's on that day. So, what's Bechal Havamina? That day is the 14th. That day is the 15th. The Gemara said that the Haggadah says no Bavur Zeh. Lo Amarti El B'Shal Sheish Matzim Or Nachum Fanecha Suvi. We continue in the pasuk and we darsh in the next words in the pasuk. But there should be no Havamin that says Bayom Ahu. So if Sarutzkin Shlita explains as follows, that the Rambam in the 7th parak of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halach Aleph writes, Mitzvah Esei Shel Torah, L'Saper V'Nisim V'Neflos, Shenasu L'Avosenu V'Mitzrayim, B'Leil Chamisha Asar, Shenamar Zachar Esei Yom HaZeh, She'Yitzasim Mitzrayim, K'mo Shenamar Zachar Esei Yom HaShabbos. That it's Mitzvah Esei from the Torah to relate the Nisim and the Neflos that were done for our Avos in Mitzrayim on the night of the 15th. As it says, remember this day that you left Egypt, and it says, remember the day of Shabbos. And he also writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Esei Kuf. Nun Zayin, he should Sivan Olasabri, Tzivos Mitzrayim, B'Leil Chamishasar, B'Tchilas HaLayla, etc. We are commanded to relate Tzivos Mitzrayim on the night of the 15th, from the beginning of the night. Ein Li'ala B'Zman Sheyesh Lo Ben, Ben Ulu Ben Atzmanam. This is only when he has a son. How do you know when he's alone? Tamad Lomar V'Yomar Moshe Ala'am, Zechor Aseh Mazeh, Ratzel Lomar, Shevut Siva L'Zachro, K'moshe Amar Zachro, Esem Shabbos L'Katsha. The pasuk says that Moshe said to the nation, remember this day. In other words, he was commanding them to remember it, like it says, remember the Shabbos. So we have to understand famous kasha that all the achronim try to understand. Ma kavanaso b'mashe dima mitzvah sipri yitzis mitzvayim l'mitzvah zechiris yayim ha-shabbos. Vos epis, that the Rambam is comparing, remembering yitzis mitzvayim, as it says, zachar esam ha-shabbos l'katsha. V'fal d'orayin Shabbos do? How does Shabbos fall in here that we start saying Zachar Esam Shabbos L'Katsha? Tell us to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, but what does Shabbos have to do with anything? So Chaim Halevi explains that the Mitzvah Esei of Zechiras Shabbos is to say and to mention Shehayom Hu Yom Shabbos. That the Mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos is to say that today is Shabbos, and to distinguish Shabbos from the other days. Like the Rambam says in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Esei Min HaTorah, Lekadesh Es Yom HaShabbos, Kolomar, Zechrehu, Zechiras, Shevach, V'Kiddush. So Mitzvah Esei from the Torah to sanctify Shabbos with words. As it says, remember this Shabbos day to sanctify it. In other words, remember it a memorial of praise and sanctification. You have to remember when it comes in and when it goes out, when it comes in with Kiddush and when it goes out with Havdalah. So too, you have to remember the night of the 15th. And you have to say that tonight we went out of Mitzrayim. And if he doesn't say this, he's not Yotze the Mitzvah Esei of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the ikar mitzvah or mekayim b'tefillah or b'kiddush el Pesach, we say zman cheruseinu. That we're saying that this day is special, this day is unique. This was the day that we left Egypt. So that's the comparison, that's the tzushtel between Shabbos and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's just like Shabbos, we say this day is unique, this day is sanctified, this day is separate. So to Yetzias Mitzrayim, we also have to mention how unique and sanctified the day is, the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Writes, Shetzivanu l'sabri Yetzias Mitzrayim b'tlel chamishah asar minisan b'tchilas halayla, that we were commanded to relate Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of the 15th of Nisan, at the beginning of the night. So it would appear from the words of the Rambam that the time of the mitzvah Sipur is mitchilas halayla. That's mamish the time. It's not only within zrizin makdim in the mitzvahs, but rather that the ikar zman mitzvah is matai, is mitchilas halayla. Vitzarech biur makor hadover shetzarech l'saper mitchilas halayla. Vayin vaystis, where does the Rambam get this from? That he has to be misaper b'yitzius mitzrayim b'tchilas halayla. However, based on what we said b'das haramam, that we learned sipur yitzius mitzrayim from zechiras yom haShabbos, that just like you have to remember that today is the day of Shabbos and you have to separate it from the other days, you also have to remember and mention that this is the day that we went out of Mitzrayim and it's a unique day. So we can say that just like Shabbos has to be done immediately when Shabbos starts, miyad b'knisas hayom, like the Rambam writes, that it has to be mentioned b'knisaso, when it comes in. You don't wait to... You should do Kiddush as quickly as possible. You don't wait 3 hours after Shabbos starts to be Mekadosh the Shabbos. So Kamo Kein, B'Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Lil Tesvav, you have to remember that today is the day that we went out of Mitzrayim, and you have to do it Miyad B'Knisas Hayom. Now the Rambam writes in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Aleph, Yesh lo la'odim l'kaddish alakos erev Shabbos mevod yom af bish lo nichnas el Shabbos. That a person can make kiddush alakos erev Shabbos while it's still daytime, even though Shabbos hasn't yet started, because the mitzvah of zechira, because there's a mitzvah to remember Shabbos, bein b'shas k'nisas v'tiyasa bein kodim l'shazu b'mat. It can be even a little bit before Shabbos starts. Even a little bit before Shabbos ends. Ad kan lashon harambam, oiridik. So you see that even a little bit before dark, it's called that the time for Kiddush already came. Look in the Bir Halach and Reish Ayin Aleph, who discusses this. So according to this, it would appear that that's the Kahavim Mina here. Yachom avod yom, in other words, a little bit before the night, that just like on Shabbos, you have to remember the day, you have to separate it from the other days, and the Zechirim can be a little bit before the night. So to Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, that you have to remember the day and separate it from all the other days, you might think that the time of Zechira comes a little bit before the night. Talmud Lomar Bavur Zeh, Shlo Higi Azman HaSipur, Ela B'tchilas HaLayla. No, you mamish have to wait until the beginning of the night itself. So therefore, the whole Havamina is predicated on this Rambam, that we compare Pesach and Shabbos, and therefore, just like Pesach, you have to mention this uniqueness of the days, just like Shabbos, so too, maybe you'd think it would be a little bit before Pesach actually starts, a little bit before nightfall. Talmud Lomar, no, Bavur Zeh, it has to be B'Shah Shematzim or Menachem Lufanecha, after nightfall. Okay, beautiful. So we saw a nice Mahalach in this sentence, and Mirtzah Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya Mirtzah Hashem Darkeinu, we shall continue B'li Neder. I hope Hashem should give us the Simcha and the Moach and the time and the Menuchas HaNefesh and the financial means to continue. Amen V'Amen. Shalom Shalom Sweetest and Most Beloved.